I'm Tracy Samilton. After pressure from community activists, Detroit City leaders admit there is a link between access to water and public health. It took the new coronavirus to prompt them to act. Here's the story. Detroit began aggressive water shutoffs in 2014. More than 30,000 households lost their water that year. The city often demanded large lump sum payments from people to reconnect them. Community leaders protested, the ACLU sued. Despite the city rolling out a payment assistance plan in 2016, water shutoffs surged again last year. Nearly 24,000 customers had their water shut off at least for a time. All the while, Detroit's water department denied there's a link between disease outbreaks and water shutoffs. Until this week. Here's Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan talking about his meetings with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Given the importance of hand washing in preventing the spread of this virus, what happens with water shutoffs?
The solution they came up with, a $25 a month water bill, while the coronavirus outbreak is a threat. It will be offered to the 3,000 households who are without water now or who are facing shutoff in 10 days. Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha is the Flint doctor who was one of the early whistleblowers in the Flint water crisis. She says, of course clean, accessible water is a public health necessity. We've known that at least since the cholera outbreaks in London in 1854.
We needed to keep our hands and our bodies clean to prevent the spread of infectious diseases.
Mark Fancher is an attorney with the ACLU. He says he's glad Detroit is doing something, but it should have been done sooner. Being able to wash your hands is the first line of defense for other illnesses, too.
If there is concern about the spread of that virus, and there should be concern as well about the spread of the flu, which quantitatively claims more lives than the coronavirus has claimed.
Fancher says what's really needed in the long term is making water affordable so people don't get cut off in the first place.
What is needed is a water affordability plan, which is indexed to the incomes of those customers who are receiving the service.
Nicole Hill agrees the real problem is water is simply unaffordable. She's a volunteer with Michigan Welfare Rights. She had her water shut off twice in 2015. The second time was after she enrolled in the city's water assistance plan. That plan tacks on an extra payment to catch people up on past due bills.
It was $175. Yes, in addition to the $350 every month I was paying for water.
Hill now lives in an apartment where the landlord pays the water bill. She says there are many people on the water assistance plan she was on struggling with crazy high bills. They are not eligible for the new $25 a month respite plan. And she asks, what happens to those who are eligible after the city says the danger is over?
What happens after we get through this outbreak? Are you going to go back out and shut these people off? Are you going to give them an incredible hike to their bill?
The answer to that appears to be yes. The city says this program will only defer what people owe. Customers will have to pay for the water they used once the $25 program ends. So Detroit could be just kicking the can down the road, setting the stage for another round of water shutoffs later. I'm Tracy Samilton.